The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Earlier in the week, I had asked around about why it is important to be thankful, and I received numerous different responses from many different people in different areas of lives. So it's a very wide selection. All of these answers had a different theme, but most of them had a common thread. They couldn't answer the question. The question I posed was to tell me why it's important to be thankful. Most, not all, but most answered the question about what we should be thankful for. For instance, our lives, our homes, that we have food to eat, our families, our friends, our freedom, our liberties, our country. And these are all very important things to be thankful for, yet they do not answer the question of why we should be thankful. Why is being thankful important? But all of the responses I did receive pointed to the answer of why. In our gospel today, we hear about the 10 lepers who cried out to Jesus and were healed. Jesus invited these outcasts to go to the priest and show themselves so that they were made clean. Now, why in the world would these lepers need to go show themselves to the priests? Now, it has absolutely nothing to do with the priest's religious status, but rather their political status. The priests were the ones who decided who was clean and healthy and who was diseased and dirty. They were the ones who decided if you could stay in society with family and friends or if you had to be ostracized from the rest of the community. Now, this sounds extremely harsh, doesn't it? But we must remember that most of the rules and the laws laid down by the Jewish leaders were done so to protect the rest of the community. Leprosy, as we know, is an extremely contagious and debilitating disease. The priests were the ones who interpreted the law, and the law said to remove these people from the community to protect public health. Yes, it was an abused law, but it served an important role in the life of the Jewish people. And yet, Jesus broke those barriers. He went against the norms of society. He spoke to these 10 lepers who could possibly make him ill. He went against what was decided to be an authoritative law of God to teach a lesson. Jesus spoke to the lepers, telling them to go and present themselves to the priests so that they could be remitted into society. Jesus was giving them a second chance at life. These lepers knew what this meant, and when he said, "Go present yourselves to the priests," that's when they ran off. They were excited. They had hope. But that's not the end of our story. Of the 10, only one returned. We cannot judge the other 9 for not returning. They were excited. They saw an opportunity, and they took it. And who wouldn't? So let us look at the one who did return. It was a Samaritan. It was one who not only was ostracized from the society due to his leprosy, but also because he was a foreigner. He was not one of the in crowd, and yet he recognized the importance to be thankful, to return and show his gratitude. In our lives, we are given numerous gifts and opportunities. When we receive a gift, we are encouraged to thank the person who gave it to us. For instance, if your parents were to give you a gift and you didn't say thank you or show your gratitude in some way, don't you think your parents would be disappointed or even hurt? It's not that they ask for a simple thank you or even a hug when they give you something or do something for you so as to bolster their own ego or their own importance, but rather because they want to see us happy. They want to see us receive some sort of joy from their gift. When we don't express this joy, we hurt others. And the same applies to our relationship with God. He has given us innumerable gifts and opportunities. All he asks of us in return is to return to him and express our gratitude, our thanks. That is what the Eucharist is. It is an expression of our gratitude, our thanks to God for all that he has done and has given us. The Eucharist is making present again the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, the sacrifice that gave us our freedom, our joy, our very life. The celebration of the Eucharist is an opportunity for us to be the one leper who returned to Jesus to give thanks, to thank God for all that he has given us, from our lives to our families to all the opportunities that we have. And that is why it's important to be thankful. Yes, because we have been given numerous gifts, and those things are important, but it is more important to express our gratitude to God because of love. When we show our gratitude and thanks, we express love. We build community. We show our support. We show that we care. It's important to be thankful for the same reason that it's important to express love. It gives us life. It gives us what makes us. It's not enough to be thankful in our hearts. It is important that we make some sort of visible sign of gratitude. We show our thanks to others by saying thank you or sending a card. So how do we show our thanks to God? By following his greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, and with your whole soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So let us not be like the 9 who did not show their thanks. Rather, let us be like the 1 who returns to God to express his gratitude. Let us not wait to show our thanks only on 1 day a year, but rather hasten even more quickly now to his presence, to be at his feet and show God our love and our devotion to him every day of our lives.